Hello, and thank you again for joining Far From the Rock Ministries with Pastor Tim.
And Joy, hello.
I left the echo slightly on. Thank you. We were playing a little bit before we started our podcast.
Not putting this on me, buddy.
Yeah. So thank you for joining us. Today we're going to talk about the armor of God, which is in Ephesians chapter 6. And we're going to start out with verse 10. And it starts out saying, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual rulers of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in I may be speak boldly as I ought to speak."
Amen. So Tim's still a little under the weather from his having a cold last week or so. He was having trouble reading it. Should have just took over for him, but I didn't just want to walk all over him. So
kind of give me a little water.
There you have it. So, God, we thank you for your word today. We lift it up to you. We lift up our situations to you. We give you all the glory in everything that we do every day. And, Lord God, we do right now put on the full armor of God. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of spirit, the shield of faith, gird our loins with the truth, and shod our feet with the gospel of peace. Lord God, we give you all the glory for everything that happens to us and with us in our lives. We just ask that you continue to lead us and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. We thank you, God, for all the many blessings that you pour out on us. There are always people with worse situations, and we just thank you, God, and we thank you for the opportunity that you can help us help others. We love you, Lord. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Yeah. So we wanted to bring up the whole armor of God today because this is something we pray every day, and it took me a long time to really get this down and kind of get the hang of it.
Mm-hmm.
And how I learned it, so there's six components, and how I learned to memorize it was start from the head and go to your feet.
Yep.
And we just prayed it every day. And so we start out with the helmet of salvation. Then we went to the breastplate of righteousness, then the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Then you gird the loins with the truth and shod your feet with the gospel of peace.
And the reason I think I started was I met an amazing pastor, preacher, teacher, evangelist, whatever you want to call him, named Denver Kraft out of Indiana. And he is the one that told me, put on the full armor of God every day and thank God for it. Because you just received all these blessings that we just read through. Those are blessings to have on, to be able to have the breastplate of righteousness, to be able to put the gospel of peace on your feet and walk through this world in such a terrible world, really, the horrible things that are happening to people, Christians all over the world and just everyday people. They do awful things to their, you know, own family and friends and loved ones, children and parents. So these are blessings that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, put them on every day. So that's what we need to do, put them on.
And the shield of faith. So your faith is your shield. The stronger your faith, the stronger your shield.
Yeah.
And the stronger your shield, the easier it is to deflect the things of the devil, to keep the devil at bay, to keep him away from you. So when you have that strong faith, and it's going to come through the word of God, you know, that's where that shield of faith comes from. And sword of the spirit. When you got a spirit of God, buddy, I tell you what, you got a strong spirit and you say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and you say it boldly, and you mean it, and you got control of the situation.
Yeah, God gives us the spirit, not the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
There you go.
And I don't honestly know right now where.
2 Timothy.
There you go. There's my little encyclopedia over there. But so what? So think of that. He gives you the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So all of those things are the opposite of fear. So if you're experiencing fear already, that is not from God.
I'm sorry. I was going to say that is for our listeners, that is 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind.
Yes.
No fear. No fear.
And what does it tell you about a sound mind? If you are feeling crazy or thinking things are crazy in your head or not straight, or I don't mean to be like rude saying crazy, but we all know in this world sometimes you just feel like you're going nuts. But the Bible says he didn't give you a spirit of fear, and the opposite of that. What is the opposite of that? A sound mind. That's awesome. It's another gift free from God.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And so looking at the rest of the armor. So we've got the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, the
sword of the spirit.
Sword of the
spirit. With the truth. It means you need to be honest. I always tell Tim, no liars will enter the gates of heaven. No liars will enter the gates of heaven. He'll say things to me playing and obviously not telling the truth to me. And I'll always throw that back. No liars enter the gates of heaven. But that is a direct quote from the Bible. But hey. You've got the truth of Jesus Christ, your truth. Put out the truth and receive the truth. Nothing can go wrong.
The truth of the word, the word of God.
Right.
And God's word is always the truth. God cannot lie. That's one of the two things God cannot do. He cannot lie.
You've got that peace. That's the last one, isn't it?
Yeah.
The gospel of peace. So the whole New Testament is the gospel. It is the good news. The whole New Testament is all the good news about Jesus coming back. And put that on. Nothing can penetrate that. Even when Satan was trying to attack Jesus, what did Jesus do? He quoted the word back to Satan. Satan quoted it to Jesus incorrectly. Jesus quoted it back to him correctly. Another very good reason to learn and know the word and know what's in this book, so that you have that strength behind you when you are under attack.
Yeah, and when we look at scripture, and it says the armor of God, it is the armor. So when you picture it, and you picture all the components, there is no back plate. There is nothing for your back. So guess what? You don't turn your back and run away. You face forward. You face your fears. You face your enemy. You face whatever it is in your life forward. And
you're looking like a gladiator. You're looking like a Roman soldier. Think about it. And spiritually you are, because the Bible says that our hearts would fail us if we saw everything that is going on around us all the time. There is a battle for your soul all the time. So think
of
your armor you have on, but like Tim said, there's nothing on the back.
You're not retreating. Yeah, you're not retreating. You're not turning around and running away from your fears. You're facing them, just like Joyce said, a gladiator. That's a good depiction of it. That I like that, because in your mind, you're a spiritual gladiator of God, of the Lord, Jesus Christ. And you're supposed to stand firm on his word. And that's why we need to know the word of God, so we can stand firm in that word, know the word, and say, hey, I know that 2 Timothy 1:7 says, I have not a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
Amen.
And I'm going to stand firm on that word and not be scared. So take that, Satan.
Yes. Amen.
And so, so that's one thing. That's one perspective of it, that you're looking in a fighting gladiator spirit.
Well, I picture Gladiator. I'm sure probably everybody's seen that movie Gladiator that had Russell Crowe in it. And so think of how they looked in that arena. They had mm-hmm. the helmets. They had the swords. They had that shield. Mm-hmm. They had on the like ankle boots or whatever.
Feet protector.
Yeah, they were mm-hmm. armed, ready for battle.
Yep. And so, and I like to change gears a little bit too in this whole discussion. So when we get ready for work every day, or get ready for just our day, so we wake up in the morning, we get dressed, and we get ready for our day. So of course we put clothes on, and we put our physical clothes on and get ready for the day. How about this? From here on out, let's put our spiritual clothes on every day. And those spiritual clothes are going to be this whole armor of God. Okay. So you don't, not only when you put on your physical clothes, because I know you're not going to go to work naked, put mm-hmm. on those spiritual clothes, because you're not going to go out in the world spiritually naked either, because you can't. You can't go out there spiritually naked without the Word of God and be successful. You're not going to do it. You've got to have on the armor of God. That's why we pray about this every morning. Yeah. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, sword of the spirit, girded loins with the truth, shod of feet with the gospel of peace, and go out and start our day that way. We don't go out and start our day with nothing.
Yeah.
We don't grab a bagel, coffee, and go, because that's not going to save us from, you know, the fiery darts of the evil one.
Right. And there's a lot to this stuff spiritually that we don't see.
I said there's a hole in the bagel too. The fiery darts, the evil one. I'm just saying.
Okay.
You need that armor.
Yes, you do.
You need armor.
Yes, you do.
Sorry. Just my continue. Let's go.
Don't know where I was.
But we gotta put on that full armor. We gotta be prepared every day. Folks, and we got to do it. So when we start our morning with our prayer, you know, Lord, thank you for this day. Take up that full armor and don't forget it. So we just want to put that out there and share that with y'all, because we think it's very important. And of course, with it being in Scripture, it is very important in how it's described.
Oh, I remember what I was talking about. You got any more jokes?
No.
Okay. I was actually going to say that we do that. We put on the full armor. A lot of times we'll anoint ourselves. You may not always understand what you're doing before you've read the Bible or understand it, but there's a reason behind it. And there's a lot of spiritual strength behind doing these things, like anointing your head. And I know, you know, it may be foreign to some people. These things have power and have strength. Just like tithing. Tithing means a tenth. That protects you. God helps you when you follow His word. When you do the things that are in this book, He helps you. You're never walking alone. You always have a friend walking with you. And it may not be the answers you want, and there may be terrible outcomes some days, and some years there may be terrible outcomes. But He is a good God. And I've heard, what is it? I'd rather have my worst day with Jesus. What is it? It's better than the best day without Him. You know, just there's nothing like having Jesus mm-hmm. with you.
Right.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah,
He's a good
right.
God.
And just when I was listening to you, I was looking over at verse 18, and it begins with praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. That's Ephesians 6:18. That's how it starts out. Mm-hmm. And that reminds me of another scripture that starts out the same way. That's going to be Philippians 4:7. actually 4:6. I'm going to turn to that. Praying always. So, when we pray, we need to be praying. We mentioned this in our recent podcast.
Some people don't know how to pray. They say they don't know how to pray.
They don't know how to pray. Just talk to God. Just talk like we're talking
now.
Just talk to God like we're talking.
God, you're a good God. We thank you so much for everything you do. You just start talking to Him. That's what praying is, talking to God.
And I even said the last time we said, I talked about praying, sometimes the best prayer is God help. Yeah. You know, sometimes we just need help. But looking at Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So it goes right back to what we just read in Ephesians 6:18. It talks about praying always. So
I've got a question. So are people able to like contact you through the podcast and an email, or if it affects them, if they want prayer for something? Is there a way?
There is a Q&A on the podcast.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. So if anybody has any questions or wants us to speak about anything in particular you maybe have questions about.
Right.
We welcome any questions or...
Yep, we are here for you.
Only good comments, though.
The important thing is to continue to pray to God. And it's just like we said, it's just talk to God. Just talking to Him. There's no special... it doesn't have to be in church. It doesn't have to be in a special prayer closet. It's just anywhere, anytime. Yeah. God is there. All you got to do is just start talking to Him. So,
if you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, He rose on the third day, He shed His precious blood, you can be saved, or you are saved. And I would encourage you to go read the New Testament if you're newly saved. And I would encourage you to be baptized.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all scriptural things. Again, they have a lot more power than you may realize if you're a new Christian. There's a lot of power in it.
Yeah.
Being baptized and God, holding on to you because you are a child of the Most High God. You are a child of the King.
Yeah. And find a Bible-based church near you. And I'm sure they'll welcome you with open arms.
And get you a good Bible. That there's so many of them out there. Be discriminate about your Bible that you pick out, because I know there are a lot of different versions, and you really don't want to get anything too far left field. I know the King James is hard for a lot of people, and I understand that, but be discriminate about picking out the version that you do read, because I have seen where they take out very important things like the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's stuff you don't get to leave out of the Bible. That's kind of the whole point of it all.
Right, right. Yeah, so you got the King James Version. You got a New King James Version. I actually started out with the New International Version, the NIV Version, but then I went back to the New King James Version because then I understood it better.
Yeah.
But, we're going to wrap it up this session.
Wrap it up.
We thank you for being with us again. Again, don't forget that full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit, gird your loins with the truth, shod your feet with the gospel of peace. If I can say it all, I'm trying to hurry because we're running out of time.
We love you.
We love you. We thank you for being with us. And once again, thank you for joining Car from the Rock Ministries.
Woo!
We love you.
Have a good night.